And of course, what would a sci-fi spacefaring vessel be without a captain? So I would like to introduce to you Captain Sven Howard, commander of the USS Destiny. Sven wanted to be a space fleet captain from the time he was 2 years old, and by age 5 was building and launching drones, missiles, and jets. By the time Sven was a teenager, he was secretly flying in little small jets with an instructor after school. Sven graduated from high school 2 years early and was the youngest enrollee ever accepted into the Space Fleet U, space flight program. His goal was to command his own space vessel and was well underway to achieving that aspiration when, at 28, he was the youngest captain in space fleet history. While over 1,000 officers threw their hat into the ring for the center seat of the Destiny, Space Fleet Commander Colonel Phil Nichols knew he wanted Sven Howard. Captain Howard was in the shipyard every day during the construction of the Destiny and knew everything about her from stem to stern, the placement of every rivet, quantum matrix ion coil, and matter energy conversion computer chip. He worked with the Destiny's chief engineer Greta Gerig-Martin in order to adapt every known engineering method to make their quantum ion propulsion drive, QIP, the system safe, and every known propulsion formula to make her faster than any ship in space. Commander Steve Leavitt, first and science officer of the USS Destiny. From the time Steve could count how many steps to the Jewish Deli in Brooklyn Heights, he already had a gift for numbers. He was recruited by MIT and Harvard to model mathematical formula parameters and program models in seventh grade, graduating high school at age 14. He finished college at 18, graduating with a quadruple master's in mathematics, physics, astrobiology, and quantum theory. By age 21, Steve was married to the top medical diagnostic expert in the world and owned the largest statistical probability and quantum theory modeling firm on the planet. When his wife accepted a position as chief medical officer on the state-of-the-art space exploration vessel, the USS Destiny, Steve tossed his hat in the ring for the dual position of first officer and science officer and was immediately offered the position. Dr. Janice Boyd, Commander and Chief Medical Officer. Janice went to work with her father every day in his medical profession until she graduated from school, enrolled in Space Fleet Medical, and became the best medical diagnostician on the planet. Her skills, remedies, and recovery rates were staggering until she was diagnosed with Lyme disease, which caused cancerous growths all over her organs. She took a sabbatical to do research and find a cure. When nothing seemed to work, Dr. Boyd received a potion from an anonymous, mysterious healer, which cured her overnight. Dr. Boyd rejoined Space Fleet and accepted the position on the USS Destiny as Chief Medical Officer to continue her research and study the potion she was given. The disease she had been cured and wanted to help others in order to find a permanent cure for all. And now I'd like to introduce Lieutenant Commander Nicholas Nick Vassallo, Chief Navigator and Pilot. Although Nick and his family lived in Italy for generations, one of his uncles persuaded the unit to move to Russia, where they were giving away free farmland. After 2 generations of hard work and little reward, Nick left for the Americas, where he enrolled in night school to learn English and apply to Space Fleet U. There he met the beautiful Giselle Garrick, fell in love, and got married. After spending time at Space Fleet Command and various deep space vessels, the Destiny was Nick and Giselle's first assignment on board the same ship together. Lieutenant Cynthia Dixon, Chief Tactical Officer. Cynthia grew up in the Midwest in a family of Space Fleet professionals, so naturally, she enrolled in Space Fleet U. And although she started out in the communications and dabbled in navigation, she found tactical was her true calling. Her planning and aim were razor sharp, earning her top marks in her qualifying exam. Her performance on the USS San Francisco during the earthquake and subsequent rebuilding of Space Fleet headquarters, along with being friends with the captain, earned her a commission on the USS Destiny. At this time, I would like to introduce some of the characters that you're going to see in the Destiny of Time's Chapter 1 download that you are going to be receiving. First, I'd like to introduce Lieutenant Michelle Jones. She is the Chief Communications Officer for the USS Destiny, and growing up, Michelle always dreamed of serving in Space Fleet, despite being told that she should focus on getting married or having children. Her best friends, Cynthia and Paula, encouraged her, and Michelle was accepted right out of high school. Her quick wit and organizational skills landed her a position as communications officer on GEO, the Global Earth Orbiter, which in turn landed her the offer to handle communications on the deep space exploration vessel, the USS Destiny. To follow her story, visit our website, The Destiny of Times, or on social media at The Destiny of Times on Facebook and Instagram, and at The Destiny of Times on Twitter.